11, and although I had no idea what awaited me in adulthood, I was always intrigued by your mysterious energy. This was around the same time that you had first fallen in love with Baba. I didn't know who Baba was at that time and what your path would eventually entail. I did know, however, that something about you kept me captivated, and that captivation kept me wanting to be closer and closer to that mystery. When I did come back to you 10 years ago, completely battered by the toss and turn of the world, again I had no idea about who you really were, but the prompting brought me to you. Something much huger than me kept insisting that it was only you and your teachings that would help me not get so tossed and turned with every turn of the material world and all of its apparent and imaginary tragedies. You took me by the hand at a time when I was completely devastated and disgusted with the world. You nursed me, you soothed me, you filled me with tenderness. Initially, because of my immense respect for you, I listened to every word you said. Again, I had no idea what you were saying, but I knew that I had to listen. I listened, and I took it all in, and the world threw me around some more. I went along with the disabling events of my world. The dizzier I got, the more you held on to me. The more you held on to me, the more I realized that the only time I felt really okay in the world was when I was in your company, in your presence. That respect for you from childhood began to grow into trust, for it was you who filled the endless ache and that gaping hole I had always carried around all my life. Then, one day, you gave me a huge ultimatum after our Tuesday class. You exactly said, "Listen, you have been hearing and nibbling on the truth long enough. It is time for you to get very serious. If that is not what you wish to do, please do not waste my time, your own time, or God's time." I shall never forget that day and what you said to me with extremely loving sternness. I felt as though I had been slapped in the face, but I knew that you were right and that was my chance, for I had never been 100% serious about anything or anyone in my life. I did, however, ache to be that dedicated to something or someone who would not betray me. I knew that was why I was so intense in the material world. I had just been waiting to be that intense about something outside of men and the daily world. I knew that that intensity would serve me well on this path. That intensity turned to vigilance. That trust in you accelerated everything. The more your words became my reality, the more I fell in love with you. The more I fell in love with you and your truth, the more available you became to me. The more available you became to me, the more I was loving you. I always tell you that words are somewhat insulting to describe this extreme love and gratitude, but they are all I have at my disposal to speak with today. But as you always say, only the lover knows what it is like to love and to be loved. So I can rest assured that only you understand the depth of my words. Thank you for all that you are to me and the rest of the world who are at different stages of captivation with you and your truth. Thank you for your endless service to the truth, even when your mind and body may tire of others' worldly process. Even when it is the last thing you want to do in the world, thank you for still showing up for us. It is you who makes up all that I am and all that I will continue to be. It is you who maintains me. It is you who sustains me. It is waking up to your truth that keeps me alive. Okay. So beautiful, it just made my heart sink over and over and over.
I'm so proud of you.
You've done so much. You came so long. You helped so much.
You've been so vigilant. I have a suggestion. Can we all cry out loud? I'm really trying to cry. Not out loud.
You're right.
Anyone needs
free.
A shoulder.
My throat hurts.
No, I'm not. No, this is expression of sentiment of love. That's all it is. Love, love, love.
And she's a beautiful writer.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Are she can relate to you.
We had nips. So as hard as the swords that she talks about.
But that's why I say it was extremely loving sternness.
Yes.
When she said that to me.
That's right.
I couldn't move for a second.
Okay,
I'll get right on that.
What night was that?
English.
Explains down here, this poem is the story of those who are wholeheartedly open to Satya and the Absolute Truth. It is the story of how ignorance, old beliefs, and concepts are demolished on this journey.
Now, the reason I said that, because I'm waiting for your poetry and I'm so ready.
Good,
I'm going
to
speak. So I'm
related to it. Aha, so the translation is sort of in
the down. So that poem, the translation, English translation is that poem.
Thank you. To my Sadhguru, who I love so much with some so deep respect and gratitude, with the deepest.
Merci.
آن باد خزان آمد و من پرپر و پرپر و آن باد خزان آمد و من بیپر و کاشانه شدم. آن شاه دلم آمد و من بی من و بی نامه شدم. آن شاه جهان آمد و من در ره جانانه شدم. آن دلبر جان آمد و من مست و خرابات شدم. آن سرور جان آمد و من غالب امیال شدم. آن نور ازل آمد و من بی غم و دیوانه شدم. آن عید و بهار آمد و من عاشق و پروانه شدم. آن دولت عشق آمد و من دولت پاینده شدم. آن یار دلم آمد و من عاشق دلخسته شدم. آن نعمت جان آمد و من مست و سرفکنده شدم. آن ساغر و می آمد و من کوزه و پیمانه شدم. آن شهد و شکر آمد و من زنده و جاوید شدم. آن گوهر بحر آمد و من سید و گوهر بار شدم. آن ستیام حق آمد و من دولت آزاد شدم.
مرسی عزیز دلم.
مرسی برای
عزیز دلم. مرسی.
هم برقصیم من اینجا برقصیم همه بیا everybody come this side cuz we're gonna dance over here.
We're gonna dance now. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Whoever wants to dance, otherwise you
can see
the
horses.
No, they're
gonna sit and clap and hurt.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope so.
چه باره غم رو تا پای